President Joe Biden promised comprehensive immigration reform on his first day in office, and now Democratic senators and representatives have introduced a bill in Congress to turn that promise into law. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is introducing the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 in the Senate.
We're here today because last November, 80 million Americans voted against Donald Trump and against everything he stood for. They voted to restore common sense, compassion, and competence in our government. And part of that mandate is fixing our immigration system, which is a cornerstone of Trump's hateful horror show.
He calls the bill a vision of what a just immigration system should look like.
It will modernize our system, offer a path to citizenship for hardworking people in our communities, reunite families, increase opportunities for legal immigration, and ensure America remains a powerhouse for innovation and a beacon of hope to refugees around the world.
Democratic Congressmember Linda Sanchez of California is the lead sponsor of the measure on the House side. Like Menendez, she's the child of Mexican immigrants.
Only in America can we see the son and the daughter of immigrant parents join together in the United States Capitol to announce a bold vision to bring our outdated, broken-down immigration system in line with the values that make this country great. These are the very same values that brought our parents here.
The heart of the bill is a provision to give undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship after 8 years. It would apply to undocumented immigrants who have been in the country since the beginning of this year. Representative Judy Chu of California talked about previous immigration proposals that have been included in the new bill, such as protections for immigrant workers who report unfair labor practices, as well as other proposals.
It also includes a number of bills that I have authored, like the No Ban Act, which would prevent future administrations from banning groups of people based on religion ever again through executive orders like the Muslim travel ban. The package puts families first by including provisions from my bill, the Reuniting Families Act. You see, there are currently over 4 million people in the family immigration backlog waiting to reunite with loved ones, 40% of whom are Asian American and Pacific Islander. This bill helped by reducing visa backlogs and expanding the definition of family to include more members.
If the bill passes, it would mark the first major immigration reform since 1986. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota recalled past attempts to pass immigration reform bills that passed out of one house of Congress only to stall in the other. She says the third time is a charm. She calls the new bill a moral imperative, as well as a boon for the economy. She also gave a further reason to support the measure.
We've now seen a year of our immigrant community on the front line. They're the ones driving the buses. They're the ones holding people's grandparents' hands when they take their last breath in the hospital room. They're the ones that are in the schools on the front line and working in the convenience stores. And if people were not grateful for our immigrant community before, they better be now.
While some supporters of immigration reform support the bill, others would prefer smaller, separate bills. They note that the U.S. Citizenship Act would need support from 10 Republican senators to become law. But Senator Menendez says it's time to go big on immigration reform.
We know the path forward will demand negotiations with others, but we are not going to make concessions out of the gate. We're not going to start with 2 million undocumented people instead of 11 million. We will never win an argument that we don't have the courage to make. We will do the righteous thing and make our case for bold, inclusive, and lasting immigration reform.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.